They say
can't be done.
We got a long way to go
and a short time to get there. He's pounding.
Watch old man, it run.
Keep your foot hard on that pedal, so never mind them brakes. Now get in there, cause we got a run to make. Folks are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. Gonna bring it back no matter what it takes. A boom, boom, boom. He's pounding down. Trucking.
So, hello, damn. Welcome to the World Famous Shit Show. Yeah. Josh and Spencer and Sue are here, as always. Spencer came by the other night, happy, like, election is done and whatever, all that shit.
Right? Yeah, we can go back to politics being boring again. Yeah.
Flip, flip, flip Adelphia.
Profound. Spencer came by the other night to pick something up, and you had mentioned that...
Drugs. I'll just say it for the audience. I picked drugs up.
It was drugs.
Because you can do that in Oregon now. You can smoke crack openly.
Crack?
Well, you know.
Just anything.
Yeah.
Blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, smoke blanket.
Smoke blankets.
Angel dust?
Yeah. PCP.
Yeah. As she packs a bag.
Hair on.
He came to pick up drugs and mostly microphones and cables. But yeah. You said that you had just watched Smokey and the Bandit for the very first time.
Very first time, yeah.
Now, I love Smokey and the Bandit. It's just one of the most fun movies. I think it's pretty funny. I think Burt Reynolds, like the bandit's sense of humor, he's a little sassy in that movie.
Yeah,
Some bitch.
So yeah, that movie is led by the cast of characters because the script is pretty much ad-libbed.
Yeah.
What I read, like, and then Jerry Reed, who plays Snowman,
yeah,
was originally cast to be Bandit, but then the biggest movie star in the world at the time, Burt Reynolds, got wind of this script. He's like, I want to do this movie. So they increased the budget to $4 million.
Because it was only 5 pages?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And he told the screenwriter the script was written on like a legal pad. This is the worst thing I've ever read, but I want to do it.
It was written and directed by whoever directed it.
I forgot his name.
No.
But yeah.
Imagine coming up with an idea. Very simple, really. They have to pick up, they're challenged to go pick up beer.
Beer.
Coors beer.
Hold on. Can we go back a little bit? Who did the challenge come from?
So Big Enos. So there's this rich guy in Atlanta, right?
Oh,
and he sponsors race cars
like
and truck
Formula
driving.
One or something.
Yeah, truck driving.
Right, yeah. So this is a quick synopsis. His champion driver, he predicts that he's going to win the championship, and they want to celebrate in style. And what better way to celebrate than with the banquet of beers?
Coors. Yeah.
Right?
And now, this is in 28 hours that the race
it
is.
Was,
I think that's
he had
right.
to have it back in 24 hours, I think.
I feel like 28 is right.
All right, maybe. So the reason Coors, I guess, was a very fancy beer back in like 1977.
Yeah.
The reason that it's considered bootlegging, right? So that's pretty much the whole basis for the movie is that they couldn't get Coors beer because at the time Coors was not pasteurized. So
it can't go across Mississippi.
It was illegal to transport it east of the Mississippi River. So they had to just drive right over the border to Texarkana, which when we, what was it, leaving
Arkansas
into
Texas.
Like headed to Dallas. You're on a fucking bridge and it says Texarkana and you're on a bridge and it says, this is the Mississippi River. You're crossing it. Welcome to Texas. So they just had to go right over the border, essentially rob a beverage depot.
But first of all, come up with some more original names, Texas.
Texarkana? I don't know. It's hard to point the finger at who came up with that.
I think it's so on the nose that it is original. It lacks so much effort that it's almost
it's like Calexico, you know?
Yeah.
Or Arkansas itself.
Or Florabama.
Kansas.
Yeah.
They can't even come up.
That's a weird
But we went to, of course, in Texarkana, we went to the, what was that little country, that franchise food place?
Oh, it was like a Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, yeah.
Oh, we I love Cracker Barrel.
Boy, were there a few.
Religiously. Oh, it's just, it's the best. I've never had a bad meal at Cracker Barrel.
I don't think we even ate there, right?
We ate on the porch or something, right? We were like,
yeah, it was.
Hello, darling.
In the rocking chairs?
Yeah, in the rocking chairs, yeah. Because we had Lola, so we ate outside.
Yeah, we pulled over to, I think, gas up and walk the dog and we were like, well, there's food. We're in Arkansas somewhere. Yeah,
I was excited to watch Smokey and the Bandit, but now I'm learning that you guys ate at a Cracker Barrel, which was a staple for my life growing up.
Way more exciting.
In Texarkana.
What did you guys eat at Cracker Barrel? What was your meal? Do you remember?
I have no idea. Mm. Well, probably chicken. Some kind of chicken. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Chicken and dumplings. Fried chicken.
Might have been fried chicken.
All right.
Do you have any recollection?
I remember we had the chicken incident that morning back at the house we were staying at. Because
we were staying at an Airbnb. Beautiful house. Like, beautiful. Two bedroom something.
It had electric shades that came down.
They had a chicken on the property. Or a few roosters.
We didn't know. We weren't privy to that information.
Hmm.
So we woke up like in...
it wasn't on the Airbnb site.
It wasn't, but I feel like if it's like, oh yeah, we're dog friendly, like you should put that there are other animals that are inhabiting your property.
That may
right?
not be dog friendly.
Yeah, I would mention a rooster or a chicken if I was going to have someone stay at that
so
place.
So we woke up like my cousin Vinny like at 5:30 in the morning. It's like, what the fuck is that? And we're packing up the car. I think we were done. We were done staying there. And as we're leaving, Lola's going nuts. And this rooster and Lola got into it.
Whoa.
And I thought she broke her leg because she fell down the...
Lola or the rooster?
What happened?
Lola.
Lola.
What happened what?
Maybe it's just my headset. No, Lola fell down the basement window well, you know.
Yeah, a little.
Because the
is that what it's called, a window well?
Yeah. Because the chicken or the rooster, I think it was a chicken. I think it scared the shit out of her, and she was backing up, trying to get away from this thing that was checking her out, and she
Lola's,
just.
She's lived a pretty sheltered life when it comes to barnyard animals.
Sure.
Right.
Most of us have, I think.
So
these
when
days.
She sees a chicken in the flesh, right? That's got to be a
in the
weird
feather, in the feather.
In the feather. That's got to be a weird fucking sight for a dog that's never seen a chicken
like
up close.
Free range chicken.
They just think that's a fucked up dog.
Right. They're like, wait, how do you do the two legs always?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. And then I think I was eating chicken right after that, right? Yeah, yeah. I think that's when we documented the entire trip across through the South.
Oh, must watch.
And right after that incident was captured on film, we had me just stuffing my face with chicken,
in
solved
an angry
the problem.
Way too, because you're cranky.
That's one shot of me eating chicken like a savage.
I always get the same thing at Cracker Barrel. Always country fried steak, gravy.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes. Macaroni and cheese, which is a vegetable in the South. Okay.
I think that's what I got. I think I got macaroni and cheese.
And fried okra.
I'm glad you said chicken fried steak. Now, chicken fried steak.
Country fried steak.
No, sorry, I think we had breakfast. Steak. I think I got biscuits.
I think it was eggs or some sort of poultry derivative. Country fried steak. So they bread the steak and then pan fry it, probably, and deep fry it. What? Okay, so I get like chicken fried chicken.
Sure.
Because that's just fried chicken. Then you have the chicken or country fried steak. But then they come back around the other way and they go chicken. It's like chicken fried steak, but chicken. You know what I'm talking about? Chicken fried chicken. I'm like, okay.
No,
I get,
it's chicken fried steak that. It's confusing.
No, chicken fried steak, perfectly like doable in my brain. Because then they just bread the steak like it's chicken.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
But there's no chicken.
There's no chicken. It's just chicken fried. Yeah. So like the way you would fry a chicken, they fry the steak.
Like that's a
I don't like when they come back around and they say chicken fried chicken.
It's just like that's a long way to get there.
Right.
Speaking of.
Short
It's a long way to get to fried chicken. Okay, fried chicken, chicken, fried chicken. That's like hot water.
Like
heater.
If I'm looking at a menu and it's like, well, what kind of chicken do you have? Well, we have chicken, we have fried chicken, we have chicken fried chicken. Now we're in a spam territory, mm-hmm. right? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Yeah.
Let me just have the. Just chicken would be fine. We don't have chicken. We have fried chicken.
I want chicken fried chicken. Is that a chicken inside a fried?
What is the difference between fried chicken and chicken fried chicken other than the pretentiousness of the person naming it on the menu?
I think chicken fried chicken is boneless. I don't know what made me say that.
But it's still fucking chicken.
Right. No, I get you.
And it's fried.
Hey, I'm hey.
In the manner that chicken is normally fried in. Mm-hmm. You don't have to double dip. I mean, pardon the... You know?
Maybe that's why it is dipped. Maybe it is
double
dipped.
But that's what they do with fried chicken.
Well, there's a lot of things in the South that don't make sense. And it's like hot water heater.
Look, if they took fried chicken, it was cooked normal chicken, you know, fried chicken fashion. And then they then dunked it, you know, rolled it in the flour, then egg washed that, and then breaded it again.
Mm-hmm.
I would accept, you know, chicken fried chicken. I would take that.
So Spencer has it right.
What?
Fried chicken is a general term that cover any chicken that is fried, but typically refers to bone-in chicken that is deep fried. Chicken fried chicken is a play variation on chicken fried steak.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm getting. That's exactly what I mean.
Chicken fried steak is large, thin, boneless piece of beef.
That's what it is.
So it's like a Milanese.
So it's, yeah, exactly. It's like chicken parm without the parm.
Right. Yeah. Chicken. We got there.
Breaded chicken fried.
Yeah, almost like a wiener schnitzel.
Right.
Yeah.
A wiener schnitzel is pork.
Well, yeah. But
a cutlet. It's
yeah,
a
yeah,
cutlet.
Yeah, flat, yeah.
Yeah, like a Milanesa.
Sure.
That's the South American sort of dish.
I'm familiar.
I'm
South American.
Okay, yeah. That's when you butterfly out a chicken breast and then pound it flat and then bread it and fry it.
That's chicken fried chicken. Chicken fried steak was one that bothered me as a kid because it's like, don't call it chicken when it's steak.
But it's fried in the manner that chicken is.
Just call it country fried steak.
Call it what it is.
Call it fried steak.
Yeah. Breaded.
That's like, was it Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah, like generally, just really, it's breaded. Fried steak. Would you like the breaded fried steak?
When I was like, because we would get Chinese like what once a week or whatever when I was a kid, I'd be like, oh, my mom's getting the twice cooked pork. It's like, well, you trust them with pork if they couldn't cook it right the first time?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like the Mitch Hedberg thing about refried beans.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to try fried beans. Maybe it's just as good, but don't waste any time.
The George Carlin thing, the hot water heater.
What do you need a hot water heater?
Hot water doesn't need to be heated. You want a cold water heater.
Okay.
But back to Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit, right?
Also starring, so Burt Reynolds, we got Sally Field, who wasn't wanted by the studios because she wasn't attractive enough.
How piping hot is Sally Field in that movie? I love her.
She's great. So she wasn't, her agent told her to take the movie because she needed a big, like, studio thing on her resume, and then, like, the studio didn't want her because she wasn't attractive enough. But, man, she matches Burt Reynolds so well because he's very charismatic. And that,
right.
Yeah. So
it's not like a movie that would come out now where, like, she's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He's Burt Reynolds, you know. I mean, he's the Bandit.
Yeah.
Only takes his hat off for one thing.
That's right.
And he's flirting on her pretty hard. And she's pretty, like, receptive to it. She's not like, ugh, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and she is.
They don't do that anymore.
She ran away from a wedding.
Right.
Yeah. So.
The body doubles and the stunt doubles in it are.
So this is my biggest gripe with fucking Smokey and the Bandit is there's a lot of, like, those corny 70s car chase stunts going on throughout the movie.
Yeah, the guy that wrote it was a stuntman, I think.
Oh.
It could very well be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a couple of cars, like, lost their roofs. Like, they went under
trucks.
So that was a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
When Sheriff Justice is chasing Bandit,
Buford T. Justice,
played by Jackie Gleason.
Some bitch.
Sally Field is driving, and she bangs a left, right, and gets out of the way of a tractor trailer, or, mm-hmm. you know, avoids sliding under a tractor trailer. Buford T. Justice just keeps on going. They go, ah, it's one of those, ah, and then they duck. The car goes under. It shears off the top half of the car, and they slow it down to whatever frames. Like, it's in slow motion.
Yeah.
And they're kind of gliding out underneath this truck with no top of the car. And as it's in slow motion, you can see the stunt doubles in the car sit back up with safety goggles on. And you get a couple frames of, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Didn't, I thought that was very interesting.
Buford T. Justice, by the way, that name comes from a highway patrolman that Burt Reynolds knew growing up in Florida.
Wow. Okay.
I thought that was a totally made up, like, scripted name.
It would seem so. Yeah. You know, a sheriff from Texas, whose last name is Justice.
Yeah. Budget of $4 million, grossed $300 million box office. Which then spawned 2 and 3.
Call that a win.
Yeah.
So they get to the Coors plant in Texarkana.
It's not a plant. It's just like a beverage
distribution
depot.
Center.
Yeah, it was like, and that's like the whole, that's like, you know, the arc of the movie, them getting there. And then they kind of roll up.
Them getting there was 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's like they're there and then like, I think they could have made more of that.
Josh
maybe.
Is like, I guess the rest of the movie is them getting back.
Yeah,
What I find interesting is, so Eastbound and Down is the theme of the movie, right? Except when they're on their way to Texarkana, Jerry Reed is singing Westbound and Down. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm no cartographer here, or really much of a navigator, but how do you go down going both directions? Right? So, like,
it's just westbound.
Well, but it's westbound and down, right?
It's, well, the song is, but from Atlanta, it's kind of up and over.
Right. Up and over. Up and west.
Yeah.
Right. So, from Texarkana, it's completely eastbound and down going to Atlanta with
all
the beer.
That's correct.
Going from Atlanta to Texarkana is westbound and up, wouldn't it be?
So, I guess they're just referring to the trip back.
Right.
But it's westbound and up. Westbound. Sue, play the song.
Westbound
and up. It should be on the same album. It's on the album, Westbound and Down. I know what you're thinking. Westbound and down, 18 wheels rolling. Yeah. This is when they're on their way to get the beer.
Oh, wow.
It's the same song. He just switched it to west.
Oh, it is down. It is down. It's down and then up. Oh, or it's straight across.
So it's eastbound and down and westbound and down?
No, it depends. It can be both. It depends the route that you choose. So I don't know. I'll maybe add this into the show notes.
Well, I would imagine they're on a time crunch. They would pick the shortest route possible.
You would think.
I mean, driving 110 miles an hour, it doesn't.
That Trans Am is sweet, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's another thing I don't get. Now, I don't know how much cars cost in, like, 1977, but.
Got all cocky eating on the mic, didn't you? He's like, well, I'm going to suck these peanuts down. Oh, nothing's going to happen.
I need some of those. Foreskin growth. Unrelated. So they go. Big Enos is like, "Hey, we're gonna pay you $80,000 to get the beer and bring it back in 24 hours or whatever it is." And Bandit's like, "Well, I'm gonna need a fast car and some gas. The gas money." That's fine. I mean, sure. I'm also going to need a fast car to get there. Like, oh, okay. Well, wouldn't the 80 grand turn into like, okay, well, now we're at 90, you know?
Right. Or does he take it out of the 80 grand? He can't take it out of the 80 grand.
Well, I don't think it seemed like he was negotiating like, okay, plus it's going to be the 80 grand plus a car.
Yeah.
Plus the gas money, plus the beer money, which they end up not even spending on the beer because they just
left.
In the original script,
there was no money on the table. It's just they were going to get him a new truck.
Mm. And Bandit, if we back up to the beginning, Bandit is a legendary truck driver.
Yeah, which is it's a very bizarre movie. Like, yeah.
It also doesn't really explain how he's so crafty with that Trans Am, mm-mm. right?
The Trans Am right now would set you back $36,000, but the base price for the car began at $6,000. Mm-hmm. And I owned one, a 1977 Pontiac. Well, I had a Pontiac Firebird.
That's not a Trans Am.
Same.
Is it?
Like yeah.
The, yeah.
I had a V8 dual exhaust, Blaupunk radio, red
would
leather
you,
seats.
Okay, okay. Would your Firebird be able to get from Atlanta to Texarkana and back in 24 hours?
Absolutely.
28. Yes.
Are you sure? Can you pull it up?
I think it is 28 swear, hours.
Like, how could it be 20? That's such a bullshit number.
It's 28. I remember it being 28.
I don't believe you.
Well, all right.
Look, I will.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about this.
I will
this
stand corrected.
In this election, you don't have to believe me because facts are facts.
Oh, yeah. Sir. It's your 28 hours is your truth.
It had to be under 28 hours.
24 is under 28.
Okay, you know what? No, but it was in the script. It was 28 hours.
Could you make the Smokey and Bandit Bear run in 28 hours or less?
See?
I'm not really concerned about the Trans Am as much as the big rig.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, because the Trans Am was a decoy for the Smokies.
Yeah, he was a runner.
Right.
Right, so the way it works, folks, Bandit in his Trans Am driving like an asshole, mm-hmm. he'd draw out all the Smokies, mm-hmm. and they call the highway cops Smokies, Smokey Bear, because yeah. they got the state trooper hats on. And then the truck...
Is that why?
That's exactly why.
I didn't know that was why.
That's why they call them Smokey Bears.
Okay.
Then you got a bear in the air. And then you got a... what's it called? A gumball machine? That's a police car because it's got the little gumball on top. The little flasher.
Okay. Learning like, all sorts of things.
Smokey in the sky.
I learned all of this stuff on our trip across the country.
Through because
we bought a CB radio.
Oh, wow. Those are fun.
It was not as much fun as you would think. I don't know what the... Just complete side discussion here. I don't know what the rules and regulations or the decorum of like repeating what you hear coming over
mm-hmm.
Breaker 19, but boy, did we hear some filth.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Not cursing. You're not allowed to curse from mm-hmm. what I understand, at least from Smokey and the Bandit. You're not allowed to swear over the airwaves because they are public airwaves and... You're using FCC airwaves, you're not allowed to curse. Same as a radio station.
But you could hear...
But they were talking about...
Young girls.
Yeah. Seat covers.
Just, I came across a couple of slop jockeys off I-10. What's a slop jockey?
I love CB radio jargon. Like, they even use it in Smokey the Bandit. He's like, where'd you get that seat cover? He's like, oh, this ain't no seat cover. This is a runaway bride.
Oh, wow.
A seat cover is just a
passenger.
A hooer.
Someone else sit in your car. So it is.
Tell us, Susan.
They would need to. It is possible to do it under 28 hours, but they would need to. Their speed would need to be about 90 miles per hour.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So that big rig's not going.
If it was like, oh, no.
They're actually in the movie, that big rig was flying around corners pretty tight.
Another not-so-subtle camera trick in Smokey and the Bandit was they would speed up.
Yeah.
Sorry. I misspoke.
Yeah, you could, especially with the big rig, they would do it.
It was only 900 miles, so they would need to maintain
900 miles each way.
Yeah. So they would need to maintain an average speed of just under 65 miles per hour to meet the deadline.
That doesn't sound like that much of a fucking challenge. Right. Unless...
My mother could make that drive.
Unless it's a big rig filled with beer, I guess, right?
Yeah. And, you know, there's other variables. There's, you know, cops you have to outrun. There's all this.
But, yeah, right? they incited that.
Yeah, stop it.
They did incite that.
And they took
they
back
probably
roads.
Could have just, they probably could have done it without the Trans Am and just gone and picked up the beer.
It's 9 hours.
Right.
And also.
The only.
10-hour drive,
Big
maybe.
Enos is paying for everything. You threw him a couple extra bucks to buy a fucking car. Wouldn't they just have him pay the speeding tickets and just get the fucking beer back?
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. Did you
need a runner? Or do you think they'd lock up the truck driver for driving 90 miles an hour?
They up the ante a little bit when Sally Fields jumped into the car because now she was supposed to be marrying Justice's son.
Son, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So I guess that's where the conflict comes in basically for the road trip is him picking up Sally Field.
But does it? Because the road trip shouldn't have even started out with the Trans Am.
Right.
They should have been like, hey, here's a challenge. Can you get... Well, get a truck full of beer back here.
Is that just Burt Reynolds? Is that just smoke? Is it just the bandit going trying to milk a car out of these two Yahoos? Are they Yahoos?
Yahoos? No. Well, they're rich, though. That's the thing. He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't consider that a Yahoo.
I like how everybody along the route helped him out.
Yeah, you know? That was good. Oh, yeah, God. Teamwork, right? That was really
got the
he was sort of like Robin Hood type effect.
That was another
effect.
Thing. I didn't want to pull this movie apart, but I think that's where it's getting. So on a CB radio, you know, in the beginning, before they set out, they decide how they're going to change channels so that Smokies can't hear.
Right. They had a little code.
Their little plan, right? So they're going to change channels. Now CB radio's got.
When I tell you to go to 9, you go to whatever.
Yeah. You go to, how about instead of going to 1, we go to 2. Instead of 2, we go to 4. Mm-hmm. All that. And they keep coming across all these. Samaritans on their trip back, there's like a funeral procession.
Mm-hmm.
The hearse has a fucking CB radio in it. How did they happen to all be listening to whatever channel Smokey and Cletus were on at the right time? Like as they're passing by, they just happen to go, hey, check this out. And he's showing off because he's like, hey, keep your, so what's it called? What do they say when they like keep your sunny side up or something like that? You know, keep your rubber on the ground and your...
Oh, that's right, yeah. Just to make them... Yeah, I guess to make the movie
Well,
work.
They didn't have to really change the radio because nobody was really onto them. That was just like a backup plan, I think. They kept like channel 10.
Why would they keep... Is there a certain frequency? Because I know 19 is like the regular...
Breaker 1-9?
That's what the Breaker 1-9 is, mm-hmm. Frequency 19.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, Spencer may be from the South, but I don't know if he knows the long-haul trucking shorthand.
You guys picked up all of that knowledge in Texarkana.
Well, I learned it from my aunt.
Sue's aunt was a truck driver.
Long-haul.
Whoa.
What's a short-haul truck driver? Like a fucking mailman?
No. But yay to the mailman. Let's do a shout-out to them.
Yeah, thanks.
But the long haul is like she was long haul, like across multiple states. Like Evan's probably short haul.
I think Evan's long haul.
Maybe he's long haul.
Well, they go interstate. Like,
but
that's
he's got
long
a 26
haul, right?
foot. Like she had 18 wheeler.
So is the kind of haul trucker, is that what the haul is? Like a long haul?
No.
Like you're hauling long trailer? Truck.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, oh, I'm in it for the long haul, you know? Like,
like
the trip, the length of the trip.
I think that plays into it too. But
short haul would be like a milkman or milk person.
Right. Yeah. The pizza delivery guy would be like a short haul trucker. Right?
The person who delivers pizza?
And usually a registered sex.
Oh, right. Are we going by Berkeley rules right now? They're a person first who happens to deliver pizza. It's not a delivery person.
Well, right now, you're a pizza guy.
Yeah.
And you're about 20 minutes late.
And you got that stupid-ass shirt on, you're a pizza guy.
That would be kind of funny. It's like the delivery guy shows up and they're like, oh, my God. Oh, Gotta thank God for the pizza delivery guy. And he stops before he gives you the pizza and goes,
excuse me,
I'm a person who delivers pizza. Thank you very much. And you just kill the clock like it's a power play and just wait until it's 30 minutes and it's free. And you go, you are a person who ain't getting paid for this pizza, bitch.
They don't do that anymore, though. They don't. 30
well,
minutes.
Well, because now we live in a world where, like,
pizza can be late.
We want teenagers and, you know, millennial sort of age group. We want them to take their time and be comfortable, right?
Yeah.
You can't yell at your delivery guy, get your fucking ass in the car and get it there while it's hot or it's coming out of your paycheck.
Right. You're breaking some sort of union agreement.
Yeah. Wrongful charging or garnishing of wages for a pizza that you took your sweet fucking time delivering.
Now when they get back after taking an hour and 7 minutes to deliver a medium two-topping pizza, mm-hmm. they get a participation trophy.
You know what's weird?
And a big old pat on the back.
So, speaking of participation trophies, my brother, we haven't done an episode since my brother uploaded all of our old home videos. My grandfather lugged around a Panasonic camera, like, for everything.
Like an American Beauty.
He did a walkthrough, less artsy kind of shit, and just, like, nostalgia, sort of like, somebody's going to like this in 30 years.
Hey, are you
right?
Sick and feeling bad? Well, I'm going to film it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was all potentially joyful stuff.
It was right? kind of just became an attachment, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He did a walkthrough of their house in Island Park. Then when they were moving to Florida, he did a walkthrough of the model home that they were moving into.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of Little League games and hockey games.
Moved into a model home?
No, they moved into a home, but it wasn't built yet. So they did a walk through the model.
That was a Arrested Development situation.
Yeah, right. The TV's fake. So he videotaped everything, and there's a video of my birth. Not my actual birth, okay. but like me in the infant. What's the infant room? Like the, you know.
Oh,
like,
the nursery?
Yeah. The nursery, yeah. I think of flowers. Yeah, the infant.
Chicken,
you know,
fried
the,
chicken.
The infant room, room, yeah. And then.
How many are you having?
And then of my bris on the same tape, okay. right?
Ooh. Oh.
Which, for.
Two of the most monumental days of your young life.
Right. So, I was born, and then a week later, they cut your foreskin off. And it was very.
And they say it like that too, and they come to them. We about to cut your foreskin off.
Cut your foreskin. It was strange watching myself with a foreskin.
Huh.
You know, it could have been anyone else.
Right.
But I
happen
to know.
Before you were mutilated.
I don't think it was mutilated.
Did you recognize you? You're like, all right, there's me. There's my big fat dick with the foreskin.
Yeah. Oh, and there it goes. He's cutting pieces off, throwing it in a wheelbarrow.
Well, I can tell that's me because I got a big fat baby dick right there.
So I told my grandmother, who was around for all of these videos being filmed,
mm-hmm.
I told her I watched this video, and she's like, oh, you know what they do with the foreskin? And I was like, I assumed she was going to go with the obvious joke, like they make a wallet out of it, and when you rub it, it turns into a suitcase, right? Nope. My grandmother goes, oh,
that's what? The obvious joke.
That's the obvious one. I mean, that's the more common, I would argue.
From Sharper Image.
My grandmother says...
Sharper Image is getting crazy. I just wanted a football phone.
You see it in like the SkyMall catalog. It's like a foreskin wallet suitcase.
Oh God.
So my grandmother goes, you know what they did with the foreskins? And I was like, no. And I pitched that joke. No, that wasn't what the answer she was looking for. She goes, they bury them and grow Irish cops.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's way better. And she's like, you know, back in the day, all the cops were Irish. I mean, if you weren't Irish, you weren't a cop.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where they all came from.
Wow. I want to get back to this Sharper Image magazine, this SkyMall magazine. Wow. So wait, you that's all on camera and documented. You're brisk.
Yeah. Brisk.
You're brisk.
Is that what you said? You called it a breeze?
A breeze.
Yeah, it was a breeze. Fucking breeze blew and took half my dick.
Half?
I think they did it wrong.
Well, no, it's half. When you're that old, like, yeah, that's half. I mean.
Right. It's just skin, though.
Yeah, everybody remembers that Dr. Phil episode. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about a 13-year-old journey of a son forgiving his mother of a botched circumcision. Come back and see us. All right.
I forgot how good your Dr. Phil is. Dr. Phil, I'm here today to, I feel like I'm owed something on account of my circumcision going, what I consider to be horribly wrong.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You can,
just saying that sentence. I just can't. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, doctor.
You can make a hooker come all you want, but you still gonna have to pay her. All right. Doesn't matter how good it is, you're still gonna have to pay up into the day. We'll be right back.
Can you do Dr. Phil doing a commercial for non-alcoholic beer and how it'll make your foreskin grow back?
Was your childhood robbed? Are you feel like you're missing something sitting here watching me? Well, if you crack open a nice cold Budweiser Zero, it'll add a full 3 inches to the length of your foreskin. You can erase the damage that those doctors did by mutilating you years ago.
Dr. Phil, I've tried other solutions to try and grow back my foreskin. Mm-hmm. I've tried...
You attach weights to your penis?
I did the weights. I've tried lunch meat.
Mm-hmm.
I put Oscar Mayer on...
Cold cuts. Done cold cuts?
Cold cuts, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you using bologna? Using turkey?
Oh my god! I've done
German bologna.
I tried German bologna; it just wouldn't take.
I've been there one time. I just tried to sit and wish that I was Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four, and that would somehow cure my mutilation.
Dr. Phil, are you circumcised?
I've several times.
That's very unexpected. I just. Just looking at you and hearing you and knowing a little bit about Dr. Phil.
Well,
I just...
it was getting a little too long in the tooth. So
okay, yeah,
they had to taper it back, and they took a little too much off the top. But it looks great, you know. My wife loves it.
You know, you can put feathers on a dog.
You can tar and feather a dog all you want, but it's still going to be a dog.
It's not going to be a chicken.
Ain't going to be no chicken. Ain't going to be no chicken fried chicken, I'll tell you that right now. You can flatten a pancake all you want, still gonna have two sides. That's a real one. That's a.
I know. Yeah. Oh my god.
The one about the hooker that I made that one up.
Yeah. Oh, you can make a hooker come.
You can make a hooker come on you. Yeah, that one. You can still have to play it in the day.
No dog ever peed on a moving car.
And that's a good one. That's, yeah. All right, so what are your thoughts of Smokey and the Bandit?
I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was like, yeah, it's got its problems, but this movie's just meant to be fun, and it's fun because of the cast. Like, there's no dialogue in there you're really going to remember except for Jackie Gleason's...
Some bitch.
There you go. Which,
well, how about, I quote it all the time. I mean, I'm a different kind of animal, I think.
Well, I mean, all right. So I'm saying the script itself, it was built. The movie relies on the charisma of its actors.
Exactly.
$1,000.
Yeah.
What else would you quote from that movie?
I'm gonna call you Frog. Why? Well, you're always hopping around, and you're cute like a frog, and I want to jump you.
That's right, jump you. Yeah. He said that, he was like, I still want to, trying to get in.
Is that a euphemism from the 70s?
Jump your bones.
And in the beginning, when he goes, oh, it must be hard to find matching suits for a size 67 big and fat and a 12 dwarf.
That's a good one.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Come on back.
Well, the whole, like, convoy, what was that? When did that song come out?
What, Convoy? C.W. Yeah. McCall?
Yeah.
It was the 6th of June in the afternoon. Yeah.
The whole call right and around then. Call and response type thing through
I'm
the.
I'm gonna watch Cannonball Run again.
Yeah,
it's
I gotta
been
see
so
that
long
one.
Since I've seen that. See, Everyone's in that movie.
I part. Haven't seen that one.
Okay,
but I've seen Smokey, and I think I've seen Smokey 2, and then and Sally Field is in that one too. And then for the third one, like so many other
Jerry
trilogies,
Reed.
It's just
he was
Jerry
initially
Reed
supposed to play Bandit.
Right.
Yeah.
You mentioned.
Yes. Sorry.
God.
Awbreaker 19, this is a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Pigpen. Come on. Oh, yeah, 10-4, Pigpen, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clear to flag 10. Come on, yeah, it's a big 10-4 here, Pigpen.
It was 6th of June in the afternoon. Come on.
I was going to keep going. I just
you can keep going.
Convoy was a movie, I guess, that they got this. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy's sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy. Was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs, cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We are heading for a beer on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town.
That's San Francisco.
Shaky Town?
Yeah.
I says, quakes. Big Pen, this here's the rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Because we got a great big
convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little old convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We're gonna roll this trucking convoy.
Across the USA.
Convoy.
Doom, doom, doom. That song's awesome.
That's, yeah.
Maybe we'll do another episode where we just talk about trucker jargon. I know that this should have been the one.
Yeah.
Oh, but there are some. It's just, it's wild. Like a choke and poke. Is that what's called a choke and poke?
A pig
is
in
a
sky?
Restaurant
oh,
where
no.
you go eat, and
that sounds disgusting.
You go, you have dinner, you bang a hooker.
Yeah, gave her the old choke and poke.
Yeah, choke and poke.
What did he say he was stopping for? Some
little go-go juice. That's coffee.
No, but he also said he was going to stop for.
You can choke and poke all you want, but you still have to do a 5 to 10 after that.
Where he got he got in a fight at the bar. Remember he got in a fight and Smoking the Bandit?
I fell asleep this last time that we watched it.
Come on.
Come on, back.
There was the diner.
Yeah, the
scene,
diner.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which that was Jackie Gleason's idea.
Yeah, when he's...
That whole scene.
Give me a ham, a cheeseburger, and a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
No, the truck driver, Snowman, got in a fight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
He got his ass kicked in
What do they call that, you're asking?
When he said he was stopping for some...
Some go-go juice?
No, it wasn't go-go juice.
What was it?
It was food. It was like slop and...
Slop and tickle?
Oh, I forget what it was. I don't know.
Slop.
We got to do it. I mean, to do it justice, we have to dedicate an entire episode to trucker jargon because it is just wild.
All right. When you all come back, make sure you have your handles.
Till then, we'll catch you on the flip side. This here world famous shit show. What is it? I'm out.
Out here. I don't know.
Out. We'll catch you on the flip side, right? Did I say that part already?
That's like a DJ thing.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on Flipadelphia.
Keep your wheels spinning and the beavers grinning.
Pulling logs, cab over Pete with a reefer on, and a Jimmy hauling.